You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello. Happy Tuesday. It's July already. Oh, my goodness. This is Elizabeth Powell.
And this is Joseph Grassa, and welcome back for another week.
Yeah, Tech Trend Investments. We have so much exciting things going on right now, too. So many fun things are going on. Like it's the peak of summer. I know everyone's dying of heat stroke out here in California right now. There's a heat wave everywhere. Everyone's overwhelmed with heat, and I'm in Barbados.
Is it hot in Barbados? I feel like it is.
It's really good. It's 78 degrees and breezy, and it's not that humid. It's like perfect weather. And a hurricane just passed through, so I was on hold on Trinidad, where I was last week, on hold, waiting for the hurricane to pass through. Now it's in, the hurricane's in Texas. It's moved up the way up the Caribbean. It was supposed to hit directly on Barbados, and it went in between Trinidad and Barbados up the Caribbean. So they got some of the effects of it, but it didn't hit directly on landfall. And so after it passed through, I had to wait to get flights. And then I got a flight from Trinidad into Barbados, and I arrived here on the 4th of July.
What a great day to arrive. The busiest day, arguably, of the year to fly.
Right. So yeah.
Everyone's traveling.
Was crazy. Right.
Everybody's moving. You had the hurricane, and people were going back home or leaving and going somewhere else. You're just, like, trapped. You were stranded.
It was a good place to be stranded. I was very safe, though, so everything was good. I was safe. Everything worked out perfectly. My layover was in Trinidad, and when I had the layover on Saturday night, and I was supposed to fly out Sunday morning, and the hurricane was supposed to hit Monday. So they canceled all the flights, and they had booked a really early flight, but they notified at midnight that the flight was going to be at 7, and if I flew in, I would have been part of the hurricane. So by being delayed, it actually saved me. So I got to spend 5 days in Trinidad. Which is another Caribbean island. I mean, it was wonderful.
It's beautiful. I got pictures. I can confirm this. I'm a little jealous even still to this point because, wow.
And Trinidad is a really big island, and it was protected because they have mountains. I guess they have 3 sets of mountains. My taxi driver was awesome. Like, when I was coming in, so I came in and landed, and then it was rainy on that Saturday that I come in. And so he was telling me all about the culture, and that he was originally from Trinidad, that's where he grew up, and telling me about the food and the culture and everything that they do and how the mountains protect them and how they go on, like, on work. You can see the traffic going one way in the morning, and then they take people to the beaches. And he was so sweet. Like, when I left, I used him again. I made sure I contacted him to take me back to the airport. And he was so sweet. He had talked to me about these things called doubles. And so it's like the food of Trinidad. And he stopped over at a stand where he said it's the best one on the island. And he bought me some so I could have it for breakfast. Wasn't that sweet?
That's super sweet.
Yeah, he's like, I want you to experience the food. He goes, this is the best one on the island, and it's my treat. I want you to have this. And so he stopped over, got it for me on my way to the airport. Yeah, he's super sweet.
And that just comes from being nice to everybody, right? Just be nice to everybody and treat everyone with respect, and then expect nothing in return. But in your case now, everyone, well, this taxi driver, he went and bought you the local food, the local, I guess it's, because I've seen it before. The doubles.
Okay. It's like, yeah, they're like called
doubles. It's like a taco kind of thing. Is it kind of like the way I could describe it just from seeing it?
Yeah, so it's kind of like not a tortilla, but it's like a tortilla egg flour based type of a wrap. But it's really thin. It's kind of like a crepe almost, the bread is. And then it doesn't taste like a tortilla, but it's more so like a crepe taste to it. So I think it has an Indian influence, and then it had curry filling, like a curry type of filling with chickpeas and some pork and like a curry filling, and I'm gonna be hungry. But
you're making me hungry now. And I just ate dinner as well.
We're nothing like talking about food at 6 o'clock when everyone's driving home in traffic, right? but no, he was super, super sweet. Like he explained everything to me, talked to me about the island, made sure I was safe, and asked if I had flown out yet or not. And so, yeah, they were wonderful. Like, all the people at the hotel knew that I was stuck for the hurricane, too. And so they, like, took care of me, which was wonderful. We still got to walk around because the weather wasn't that bad in Trinidad. We had some rain, but it wasn't that bad. It was just being delayed. But everybody, they were very hospitable, and like everybody was super nice, and so, and they knew that I was trying to get back to Barbados, but it was fun.
Sounds fun. Sounds like another adventure to tell.
Yes. So,
every adventure, there's always going to be a story to tell from it. Right. This one's just ongoing, and it's getting to be a long story.
Yeah, it's still going on, and I have travel insurance, which is like the best thing. Oh, and the travel insurance people were amazing too. So, since I'm traveling, I use T-Mobile, and T-Mobile has an international plan. So I'm originally based out of California, but I travel a lot just for fun and adventure and part of my business. My business is, I guess. But I like to travel hack. So I like to find the best prices, the best deals. But I do, I travel as if normally it would cost like $10,000 on my travel plans, but I travel hack it. So my flights are only $100 for business class. And then I'm staying in Barbados for a week. You can see the ocean from my balcony. It's a one bedroom with a kitchen, and you can see it overlooks the pool too. And I got it for $250 for the whole entire week. And it's normally $250 a night, and I got $250 for the whole entire week. And then my flight here was only $100 on business class, and my flight back out is $100 on business class. And then I'm also going to the Grand Caymans next week. So I'm flying out on Saturday now. And then I'm going to be in the Grand Caymans. And I got that. I haven't been to the Caymans yet, so I'm going to discover what that's like. I hear lots of good things. But I got a one-bedroom there for only $350 a week. So
that's crazy. The Grand Caymans for $350. And for those of you who don't know, Grand Cayman is a very expensive place to be, because of its low tax or no tax. I believe it's actually no tax. So okay. Everything is marked up significantly than if you were to go, let's say, to the Barbados.
Well, Barbados, yeah, it's pretty affordable. The food is affordable. The drinks are affordable. But normally the hotels out here are like $250, $300 a night. But I have a travel hack where I'm able to find a week for $250 versus paying $250 a night.
That's manageable. See, and you wouldn't be able to do the $250 a night if it wasn't for one of your businesses, right? So that's super good. And still waiting to start using that, because I need to travel more. $250 for a flight to the Barbados, $250 to
the whole week of staying in the hotel was $250. The flight was only $100.
So if you can't tell or couldn't tell, I don't travel nearly enough and nowhere comparable to Elizabeth. She can mark off the places that she hasn't been easier than she has been, because she's been to so many places. I can only mark off about 5 or 6 places in the world, and you basically cover majority of the globe at this point.
Well, I was on a mission right before COVID happened. I did 28 countries in 2.5 years. Yeah. So I was on a mission.
Most people can say that they've done that, though. And that's kind of like the thing. Everyone, like, I've heard it over and over again. And it's like the one thing I want to do before anything happens, before I retire or anything, is I want to travel the world. I want to go and I want to just explore. I want to be places. And you're living that life now.
Right. While I'm working. So I'm able to work remote as long as I have my laptop, my cell phone, internet, and cell service. Yeah.
You're on the radio show right now.
Right. Here I am.
So it's pretty cool. Like, I would never have imagined a million years that we would have come to this point where you can travel and work. Because growing up, it was, okay, you get home, you work, and then you go to sleep, you wake up, go to 9 to 5, come back. Never in a million years would I have guessed, because tech wasn't there. And tech is ever evolving, ever changing. And there's so many more possibilities. Now it's like, okay, cool. I can just go do whatever I want and work via a phone or a laptop and just be anywhere in the world.
Right. And now everybody's working international hours too. So it gives you a lot more flexibility on what hours you work. So
tip, if you can't, if you're not good at late nights, then don't get into business with somebody who is either 4 hours behind you, 3 hours behind you, or let's say on the other side of the world, because it will mess your sleep schedule up significantly.
Yeah.
Although it is fun, it's amazing to do. I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah. Except my sleep schedule, I adjust to my time zone, so normally I wake up without an alarm clock at 5 or 6 a.m. just automatically. That's what I do. And I'm normally in California, so you know, I'm East Coast time right now. Being in the Barbados, it's East Coast time. So it's 9... Oh, shouldn't say that. 9 p.m.
Almost 9:12.
Yes. So it's East Coast time. That's where I'm at right now. And California is 6, but even when I'm traveling, I adjust to whatever the time zone is, and I wake up at 5 or 6 a.m. without an alarm clock out here now. And I've been out in the Caribbean for almost 2 weeks now. So,
the dream.
But I've been waking up at 5 or 6 a.m. and then going to sleep at like 12 or 1. So, no sleep.
What sleep? See, like sleep. If you're adjusting, like most people would if they're let's say working with somebody that's in a different time zone, you're staying up late nights and you're waking up early mornings, take a nap.
Yeah, you have to take naps. Take nap when international is asleep. That's the time.
Yeah, then you're not missing anything, or you're missing less. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but then also out here in Barbados, it gets dark at 6:30. So when I left, everything was getting dark at 9:30, you know. And so it gets dark at 6:30 out here in the Caribbean right now for their time.
Getting dark at 6:30 that's hard to get used to, I would say.
Yeah. So you have to go to the pool or the beach before 5 o'clock or you'll get stuck in the dark.
Oh, man. I'm the type of person to go to the beach at like 7, 8. Because like
in the morning? Dinner. After at night?
At night. I love it. Okay. I love the beach at night.
Yeah.
It's different. It's a different vibe.
But it's good because I have cell service out at the beach too. And not necessarily Wi-Fi, but my cell was working out there. So I'm able to go on my phone and work from the beach too and enjoy the beautiful scenery and still get things done. So that's a good thing. And then all my devs, I wake up early and then talk to all my devs around the world. And then we get done what we need to get done. And then they all go to sleep and then I'm with the U.S., talking to the U.S. and getting things going with the U.S. So it's fun. Oh, the thing I forgot to say about travel insurance. So when you travel insurance is so, so, so important. I know we got off on a tangent. Like we used to. But travel insurance saved me again. So I have travel insurance, and as long as I'm over 100 miles away from home and on a continuous travel, I book my travel insurance, and so I have a travel insurance for a month right now. And I did the cheaper policy this time. I'm like, I'm going to be okay. And of course, I get stuck in a hurricane. But the travel insurance people were awesome. They were wonderful because using my cell phone, I have cell phone, I have free unlimited texts, I have unlimited Wi-Fi. But if I do calls, the calls are supposed to be 20 cents a minute, and I was on the phone with the travel insurance a lot. Because I was stuck and there were no flights. I couldn't get any flights. And if I was going to fly back, I would have been in the path of the hurricane. So I had to stay where I was. But the travel insurance, they have trip delay, trip interruption, trip cancellation, lost baggage, if you have the premium insurance, it covers car rental insurance of like $35,000. It has medical, it has emergency dental of $750. So when you're traveling out of the states, most people's insurance is not covered out of the states. It's covered in the states, like emergency room only if you're out of your own state. Like, so California, if you're in like Nevada or something, usually your insurance will cover like an emergency room, but it won't cover normal doctor care. But if you have travel insurance, it covers anywhere as long as you're over 100 miles away from your home base and you're on a continuous travel. Once you come back home, you have to renew the travel insurance. So I have travel insurance for a month right now, and it includes the cancellation of the flight because I could not fly out, and then the rebooking of the flight, and then hotel stay and food while I'm waiting to get back out of the island, while waiting for the hurricane to pass. And they were awesome. Like, they were on the phone with me, and then they were trying to help me find flights because there were no flights at all. And some of the flights, I had to fly like 6 hours. The flight was an hour away because I was in Trinidad, and Barbados is an hour flight away. And some of the flights, I'd have to fly back to Miami and then back again. And just, it would be like a 12-hour of flying plus like an 8-hour layover just to get somewhere. And then that was in the path of the hurricane. So they were really accommodating, and they tried to help me out. I use TripMate. That's like with World Nomads. And so it's covers international, I believe, also. It can also do group travel insurance. But I've used them every single time I've traveled. And I was stuck on the island of Greece, and the ferries went on strike for 9 days. And I couldn't get off the island, which is a great place to get stuck.
I get stuck in Greece.
It was like, I was on the island of Tinos, and Tinos, like, the ferry was supposed to come in and then take me out, but there's, like, no boats going out. There's no planes on Tinos. Like, Tinos, I was supposed to take the ferry to Mykonos and then fly from Mykonos into Greece, into Athens, and then fly out to Dublin and then the UK and then back to LA. So I was, like, on a path. I had all those flights booked, all those hotels booked, and I got stuck on the island of Tinos because the ferries decided to go on strike. And there's no way for me to get off the island. So it covered all my cancellation, all my rebooking, my food every day until I got back to the final destination because of all the 9 days had to be canceled. And then I had to rebook all the 9 days and have a stay while I was waiting. But travel insurance is awesome.
Covered everything.
In a month of insurance is only about $200. So if you normally book through the airline, like the airline will ask you, do you want travel insurance? It's usually about $45. Just all it covers is the flight. Or if you go to book a hotel and they ask if you want travel insurance on that, that's just then another $25. So this covers all of that too. But yeah, travel insurance is wonderful. I just had to keep my receipts and then submit the claim and then do an explanation of what had happened. And then I did screenshots of everything, like me trying to book and the cancellation of the flights and pictures of the hurricane.
Oh my god, this is the hurricane.
Where it was. Yeah, it was a cat 4 or cat 3, turned into a cat 4 by the time it went through Barbados, and then turned into a cat 5, category 5 in Jamaica. And they haven't had hurricanes this early in the year in like 40 or 50 years, they said. So I wasn't anticipating bad weather at all. I'm like, this is June, it's July, it's early, there's no hurricanes. I don't have to worry until September when you go to the Caribbean usually. But surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Another surprise. Adventure. Yeah, it's like you tried your best to just, knowing when the hurricane season, everything happens, and you're like, okay, I'm hedging my bets right now, and I'm going to go and I'm going to say, okay, this is the time to travel. And it always happens. There's always something that's never happened before will occur when you want to go do something. And I'd say, like Elizabeth does, just make the most of it. Have fun with it. It's something out of your control. It's something you hedged your bets against, and you said, okay, it's like a very slim chance to none that it's going to happen. If something happens, oh well. Just all you can do is just remain positive and enjoy what you have.
Yeah, I mean, it let me experience another island because I was only supposed to stay overnight on that island. So I got to meet new people and experience their food and the culture. And like, I don't know, when people are traveling, they're usually happy, right? Except if they're stuck in a situation, I guess. But but I mean, like, the best part about traveling is most people are happy because they're on vacation. They should be happy. Like, you're on vacation, you should be happy. But I travel for experience and to see different locations, and then for work too. So, but like, everybody's usually in a good mood. They get to go to the beach, they get to have fun happy hour, they get to experience new foods, new people, see new sights. So like, when you're traveling, you should be happy. So I mean, whatever happens. It gives you new experiences, it gives you new opportunities, there's new people to meet, new foods and cultures. So it's wonderful. But so since we've been doing this, though, like, since I've been traveling, this is kind of my proof of theory. I'm living what I built out. So as I said before, I have over 150 AI bots right now, and they're all different business models, and they're using different algorithms and predictive models. So we have the trading bots right now with AI Signal. We have a base one coming out. I have a travel bot. So I have a travel bot that I've been doing this with. I've been working on the algo for like 6 to 8 years. And I've been traveling on the algorithm, finding the lowest air everywhere, and then actually flying and traveling. So I built out a Telegram AI bot where other people can find the lowest air too. And so we're releasing that to the public soon. It's a subscription model where you get free trials and get to try it out. The website is called flyitbot.com. So it's flyitbot.com. And if you go in there and inquire, you can get into the Telegram and then you can try out the bot yourself. We're doing free trials so you can find the lowest air. So I have LA to Hawaii for $99. I have Hawaii, Honolulu to Sydney, Australia for $99 to $130. I have LA to MCO, which is Orlando, for $25. San Francisco to Paris, I did it for $100. They're doing the major cities to Europe for $150 we're able to find the lowest air for that. So it's about $150 flying to Europe. Let's see what else. I flew from Las Vegas because I get free parking when I go to Las Vegas, and I get free comp stays when I go to Las Vegas. I flew Las Vegas to Miami on business class for $100. And then I flew business class. So business class, I got like two checked front row seats and then priority seating, priority boarding. And then I also got, I went Miami to Barbados for $110 on business class. And then I'm doing Barbados back to Miami for $100 business class. And then I'm going Miami to the Grand Caymans for $133. And I did Orlando to the Bahamas for free on the way up and $100 on business class on the way back. So
That all of those combined is probably the amount I've paid for maybe one two trip. Trips. One trip, two trips, maybe, yeah. Right. So, and I'm still taking notes.
But, so I have travel hacks. And then we're also doing it where you can do travel. You can do travel in any currency and in crypto, too. And find the lowest flights, the lowest travel hacks, basically all my stuff that I've been doing, I've found a way so that other people can use it too. And so we're bringing it to the public and we have it on an AI bot. So if you go into flyitbot.com, you can get the information and join our Telegram and then try out the bots for free. After that, it's a subscription model, but I mean, the bot's saving you hundreds of thousands of dollars. And most of the people that I've given this information to, like, they were only taking 2 weeks a year. That's what most people travel, right? They only get their 2 weeks a year to travel because that's their vacation time from work. But if you have that freedom, you can now travel like a Thursday through a Monday and do like a quick getaway for $25. Why wouldn't you do that?
I would do that. Although I can't get away. I can get away. I just choose not to. I'm hard on myself.
But once you start getting the travel bug, it's hard to stop. So that's just one thing that we're doing. As I said, again, I have about 150 different AI bots. So we have different business models in all of them. I've done a lot of startups. And so the way that technology goes, I mean, as it's evolved, we go through different cycles of technology. And we went through web, and then we went through cell phone apps, and then we go through different phases of technology. And now we're in AI, so that's our new wave of technology. And we're also in Telegram bots, because Telegram bots give you instant information, like instantaneously, where if you're on the web, you have to search on the web, and then you have that lag time, and then you have to keep updating and keep searching. And if you're on a cell phone app, you're limited to whenever you check the cell phone app. It doesn't give you instantaneous information. Some of them will send you an email, but if you're not active on your email, you're not going to get that information. The way that Telegram and AI works is Telegram gives you stuff instantaneously. So if you're searching for something, it will notify you as soon as it pops up, and you'll get a notification on your phone. It's like getting a message instantaneously, whatever you're trying to get. So that's
where you're texting the AI, right?
Right. So that's where, and it's responding back to you and giving you information as soon as it updates, and it updates within the millisecond versus a lag time. So we're putting all of our business models on Telegram because that's where it's easier to access and get the information quicker. It's also easier to use. Once you get used to Telegram, you know, it's just a couple of buttons and you do a search and then everything pops up. And you have all that information right there. And then you can also communicate on Telegram, which is wonderful, too. So while I'm traveling, I've been communicating with people on Telegram versus having to use my cell phone.
I feel like Telegram is the new, like, and I've even got my mom using Telegram. I'll say that. It's the new social media. It used to be WhatsApp, where everyone flocks to for, like, I want to text while I'm on Wi-Fi. I want to just interact and be in groups and text my friends. So I'm not using constantly getting these data overage charges or worldwide charges for texting globally. It's basically the hub for, like, we'll call everything. It like more business professional tech advancement, NFTs, crypto, whatever you want to say. I know a lot of businesses in Web2 also use Telegram as their main form of, like, business hub. That's where the communication, exactly. They'll go in there and they'll have their meetings within Telegram. It was primarily Google Meets when COVID happened. Mm-hmm. And then everyone started shifting to Telegram because it's a lot more, it's easier to use and you can verify information a lot quicker and easier. And it's just the constant fast-paced information.
Yeah, and Telegram is great too because you can have a group chat. You can have a private group chat or a public group chat. You can talk one-on-one on messages with people. You can call people up if you give permission to call them. You can have a group call with everybody talking at the same time. You can have, I don't even know how many people can be in that group call. And
I think it's however the size of the group is. Everyone can get in the call at the same time.
Right, but is there a max, like 1,000 people or something?
I don't believe so, but there might be.
So everyone, and then you can ask permission or you can mute everybody so you can have conversations. You can also set it to video chat. So you can do a video chat or you can just do an audio chat, which we call them VCs, but they're audio chats where you just don't show your camera. And then you have all the apps in there too that's giving you the information, and all the bots are in Telegram now too. So you can share that information with other people and everybody can be accessing it on their own. You know, Telegram, they're getting access to the bots and your friends are getting access to the bots and then you can talk about it. You can send information in and bots in the Telegram can update that information. So like what we have is it's called a contract address. When we're trading on crypto and meme coins, the smart contract has its own unique identifier called a contract address. And the contract address will tell everything about that token. And so while you're in a group chat, like we have a group chat for AI Signal, And if you're in that group chat with the public, we have like 1,700 people in that one. If I put the contract address into the group chat, it will update on the token and it'll give all the information within the milliseconds of that current information, not the old information, but the current information, because we have bots in there too that are giving the analytics on it. We use TTF, and Dan was on our show, and we also use AutoImperv, which gives the analytics. Plus, our bots will come into chat and throw information from our bots into chat. So
it's like an information hub is the easiest way to put it. It's a right? quick, easy, efficient information hub.
And easy to communicate.
Oh my God. So, okay. Coming from like WhatsApp, where it's super finicky, your messages don't send, or your voice chats, everything bugs out. And then, oh, you can't implement any like custom like AI bots or actual like implementations into this, into these group chats. To now you can just basically throw the whole book at it.
But it has a lot of uses. I mean, so it has the group chats, it has direct messages, calls, video calls, group video, bots, business models, AI, everything is in Telegram. And you can build a business model in Telegram too. So you can have your, you can do subscriptions through Telegram. Like we have subscriptions on AI Signal, which is our trading bots. And then there's also Sniper bots, which we're building out through Telegram too. So you can access and snipe charts and buy tokens through Telegram. And then we have a API that you can purchase subscriptions through Telegram. So that's also being utilized. And then the full business models, like the Flyit bot is in Telegram. And then the other business models that are base that's coming out is in Telegram. The Sniper's in Telegram. We also have it in Discord too, but Discord's a little bit laggy on time. But people are used to Discord sometimes, like Discord better. So we have it in Discord too, but it's quicker in Telegram. Telegram will do things instantaneously and update information instantaneously. And you can use it anywhere in the world, and it's international known. So like other people are using it too that are international.
Yeah, I feel like Discord has, it's like a 2 to 5 second delay, but I guess people enjoy the visual aesthetics. It's kind of like the debate between Apple and Samsung. It's kind of like the way I like to think about it.
Right.
Apple is super
It's green
simple.
Bubbles or blue bubbles.
Exactly, green or blue bubbles. And everything is like super simple and laid out. And then you go to Telegram and it's a bit more complex to like dive deeper into like the back end stuff. So that's kind of the relation I draw. If you're like a Samsung user, you'll fit perfectly on Telegram. But if you're
no,
an Apple user...
No, Samsung is more Discord.
No.
Yes.
Apple is Discord.
Apple is more Telegram.
Maybe in your eyes. I've used every single platform and I've used
Discord
Samsung
isn't as... You have to go through too many channels to get your access to Discord. Like you have to go into the channel and then go into the sub channels to find your information versus Telegram, all information's right there.
Exactly. But doesn't that remind you like the Apple, like the settings screen where you just have to, just, like you go through like the settings and there's like 20 or 30 different like tabs that you have to go through. And then there's like another 20 or 30 things that you have to go through. Doesn't that remind you of like Discord? I don't know. Maybe
Discord's
it's just me.
Like that, yeah.
It's exactly like this. That's what I was referring to. Just kind of like the Apple UI.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I love the UI on Telegram. It's amazing. But like even with bots, like if you've ever done anything with, let's say, like a website or like buying stuff online, and you mm-hmm. have the like you have like the little buttons that you can press or you hover over something and it gives you more information. Like if you're shopping. It's kind of it's almost exactly the same as that.
And for Telegram?
For Telegram, yeah.
Right.
It's super simple, super easy to use. And as long as you're not diving into the back end and creating your own AI bots, then you're not going to really run into many issues.
Right. I mean, we have shopping bots on Telegram right now too. We just haven't pushed them out to the public.
Yeah.
So you can shop on Telegram, you can use subscriptions on Telegram, you can pay with Telegram, you can communicate with people, do business models, incorporate AI. There's so many things to do with Telegram.
It's basically your link to everything.
Right.
into Telegram, can be used on Telegram, can be even made for Telegram. Like there's 100% things that still haven't even been made and implemented into Telegram yet that can most likely be done. And now that I'm saying that, we're going to see Elizabeth go and make them. So
yes,
always happens. There's a new week, a new problem to be solved. So
you're like, guess what? I just built out something new. No. Right.
It happens. And it happened. It's the advancement of technology and the advancement of AI, the advancement of, I guess, just the revolution of just simple is better. Everyone wants information at their fingertips. And it's just the ability and how quick you can get it. That's really the race now that differentiates people and businesses. How fast can you be? How fast can you get that information?
But you also want to have good, solid information, because a lot of people are coming out with low quality tech. And it's great that they're bringing it out there, so it's exposing new ideas. But it's also, you know, you want to have good quality technology too at the same time. But yeah, we've been building out a lot of tech that is being utilized in Web3, but the goal is to be able to use it in Web2 and in real life. We want everybody in the world to be able to use it, to make it simple, to make it understandable, ease of access, and then to solve a lot of problems, to like having lower travel or learning how to trade or converting your crypto or doing subscriptions or being able to communicate with your friends. We want
or things, shopping.
Yeah, or shopping.
My favorite thing to do.
So we're building them out in Web3. And so we're using it, all the things that are needed in Web3, because every time somebody comes over to Web3 and creates a business, or a business comes over to Web3, there's so many different things that you have to do to make your business presentable to everybody else. So like having memes and art and Twitter posts and having tokens and NFTs and being able to bring it out to the community and having a big reach. So there's a lot of things that are needed, just like a business model, but instead of having a business model with a brick and mortar and a storefront that's at a shopping mall, you're doing it online, but you're doing it online with a lot of different layers. And so we create the tech that everybody needs, but because it's being built in Web3, it's also being moved over to Web2 and moved over to real life, because it carries over. Everybody needs great ads. Everyone needs great art. Everyone needs great exposure and marketing and things that are funny and things that will entice people. Everyone wants better technology, because if you're offering more technology and better technology in conjunction with your business, you're giving added value to your clients and to your customers. And then there's also just fun stuff, you know, things that people want to do that are fun, or travel.
Travel.
Or travel.
That's fun. That's
we
fun
always
too.
Go back to travel. But
it's what you love to do.
Right.
And I think everyone
and I do
loves
it for
to
fun.
Travel.
Like, my travel is for fun, though, too. It's not, I don't need to do it, but it's fun.
I don't think anyone would disagree with you saying that travel is fun. I would go travel. I would, in traveling, you can shop online now. You can trade, like, when you're not at home. Telegram is a mobile app as well, so you can just go in there from your phone and trade. There's no need to have these big, beefy computers that you see everybody have with, like, 4 or 5 monitors. You can see all, like, the charts and everything. There's no need for that anymore. You can just
do
everything from your phone.
Yeah, I do everything from my cell phone. So every single thing that I do is from my cell phone.
Making bots, developing bots, building businesses, all from a phone.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm going to keep going back to this, because a lot of people draw on this and I've been asked so much, and they're like, where, given that in like 5-10 years, we've gotten to the point where you can create businesses with AI, you can run businesses with AI, and AI is basically taking over in terms of like the nitty gritty stuff that nobody wants to do.
Right.
Where would it be in another 10 years, 5-10 years?
Oh, like where is it going to be in 6 months?
Yeah,
I mean, AI from a year ago, like the technology we built out a year ago, nobody had any of it at all. And then we built it out. And then
it's here.
More. Yeah, now it's infiltrating into everyday life, into everything that's going on. And just in 6 months, I can just see how much more technology and like how advanced things are getting. Because you can incorporate old business models or old apps or old ideas and then combine it with AI and clean it up and make it easier for people to use and understand. So you can take any type of a business that exists right now and combine it with AI and create a whole new business completely.
Literally, out of completely. Nowhere.
Yeah, like, I mean, like real estate and smart contracts and AI and, you know, travel and clothing and shopping and print. We have like 3D models of print. So there's so much going on.
In the future, like what I've been hearing, like it's just something that like people talk about. Like it's like, oh, I want to be able to send a physical item to somebody like across the globe. But I want to do it in a way that like I can just put the item on a table and it just goes. So like there's no delay, and I bought something off quote unquote Amazon. Let's say for example, you buy something off Amazon, uh-huh. And you go, you throw it in, and just shows up at your on your like kitchen table or shows up at your front door.
Yeah, I'm not that advanced yet.
Maybe, I know you're maybe not. Soon. That's what never I was know. Saying. That's what I was saying. Like 5 years plus, if once the technology is developed for that, like.
Well, yeah, you just have to reorganize ions.
Okay, now we're getting complex now.
Right.
Something that I won't understand. But, like, that's something, like, that was discussed. And like, people were talking about, oh, like, automation 5-10 years ago. Like, let's automate this. Let's automate that. Five years down the line, everything is automated. Everything is, right. All the nitty-gritty tasks are run by AI. Everyone's like, I just want like ease of life. I don't want to have to leave my house.
So here's the thing though, like people are saying that they don't want to, but what it's doing is it's also freeing up time. It's giving people the opportunity. Like you can write a whole entire letter or paper or a business plan or a proposal or code through AI. I mean, you still need to input the basic information, but AI will clean it up for you and make it look professional and bullet pointed and space it correctly.
Let's not get into that. I've had a lot of issues with AI and spacing. It's learned everything but spacing at this
point.
Well,
so then we have to create an app that does punctuation and spacing correctly in a format of a Word doc through AI, which can be built too. But okay, so we only have about 7 minutes left. We haven't talked about the other thing that's happening right now that's exciting.
Ooh. Is that something for next week though, as we approach it?
Well,
we can give hints right now, but I don't know if we want to dive too deep. I think we've already given a lot of information. We've introduced the AI travel bot today. Again, right. But in more detail, we can give hints to the next part. Hints. And I know we're both not good at hints. We're going to end up saying too much. But
well, so we have the trading platform. And so we have AI Signal that's been built out for over 17 months now with about 50 million points of data and proof of concept, backtest, historicals, and has the numbers on it. And it's based on ETH. But we also have the base one too. And so the base one's getting ready to go out to the public. Yes.
I'd say you could say a little bit more than that.
All right.
So the base one is, I'd say, it's a different chain. Let's explain what base is again, just in case it hasn't stuck yet. Base is an L2 chain on the Ethereum network with lower gas fees, and it basically provides people the opportunity to trade and, we'll say, transfer money at lower costs. So you're able to buy into a meme coin or a stable coin for 50 cents to a dollar, whereas on Ethereum you're paying $2 to $5, or sometimes 10, 15.
And what's 20, a higher gas? Yeah, 10
the or higher 20, the higher gas, or in crypto terms, GWEI, which is your gas price, or the we'll call the network status. If it's busy, then you have a higher GWEI. If it's less busy, then you have a lower GWEI.
Right. So the good thing about Base too is that you can trade with a lower amount. So you can trade with $10 because your trade going in with $10 and your trade going out with $10 only costs you about 50 cents. So your net is a lot lower.
Exactly. And we're like, I remember last year in Ethereum where you were paying $100 to $1,000 for a transaction.
Right. But the good thing is Base, we've been built out with Base now for over 4 months. And the types of returns that we're getting on Base are pretty crazy. So if you're entering only in a $10 trade and you decide to just throw coffee money at it and let it run, some of these returns are really high. We still teach people to enter into a trade, de-risk, and pull out your initial once you hit a two. Pull out 50% of how much you have in there, which is basically your initial investment, and then leave the rest of the money in there for free and then catch the X's. Because like we've caught on Base, I'm just like looking at a few. We had Kendu, we caught it at a 1.8K market cap. It went to 9.43 million on the all-time high. So the return on investment was 5,239X. So if you invested $10 in that and let it ride for the whole thing, you could have made 52 grand. Do your own research, not financial advice. These are just facts on numbers that we've hit on it. On Toad, it hit 3K to 119 million market cap. So it did a 39,666X. So 10 bucks in that's like 390 grand. But again, you have to learn how to trade. Like the return on meme coins is a lot higher than your normal average return. Savings account, you're getting a 2%. If you're trading stocks and bonds and you're holding, you're getting about an average of 12% a year over a 5-year period. If you're going into crypto, you're probably getting like a 20%, 40% on Ethereum or Bitcoin if you're trading correctly. And then if you're on altcoins, probably like a 20 to 40%. But if you're trading meme coins and you know how to trade and you learn how to trade and you're using tools and platforms and analytics, you can enter with small amounts instead of big chunks amount. You can trade with only $10. And like another one was GME, hit a 1,549X. So $10 would have done about 15,000. Again, do your own research, not financial advice. It's not, this is for educational purposes only, but it's fun to watch. You can paper trade, watch what it does, learn about it. And then we have it on AI Signal and AI Base is coming out now. And these are all the numbers, some of the numbers. We have like hundreds of these numbers. Like Ski was 3K to 22 mil, hit 7,155X if you got in the first entry and then exited all-time high. And then see what other ones. China hit a
China. China.
Remember, we were trading on that one. So we were active on that one. We did. And then MAGA, that was on the ETH. MAGA, we caught it like at 44K. So
did you mention Bento, which went from 15.9K to 8.82 million market cap, which is a 555X.
All right. Oh, and Brett, we caught Brett at 5.7K. It went to 1.94 billion market cap. So the X was 340,350X. So if you put $10 in on that trade and you held it from the first ping to the all-time high, you would have grossed 3.4 million USD.
I honestly think we could end it on just saying that.
So next week I'm going to be in the Caymans and we'll bring you out some more new tech that's going on and slang and fun stuff that's going on in the market.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk with you while you're in the Caymans and hear about your experience. I have a lot of friends there who say it's a beautiful place to be.
All right.
And if anybody is going to be joining the official AI Sig chat or is interested in AI Base, just jump into the TG, ask your questions. We're always available to chat and answer any questions or concerns. Once again, everything is not financial advice. Always do your own research. Everything is for educational purposes. And I can't wait to catch you guys next week.
See y'all next week. Thank you again. It's been fun.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.